This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, family. This is Pastor Olu George. The Spirit of the Lord is calling His bride into a deeper place of prayer. So join my wife Tolu and I every Monday at 5:30 a.m. at the throne room. We will confront the powers of hell. We will enforce heaven's agenda. We will establish the kingdom of God through intercessory, governmental, and prophetic praying. Join us in this prayer adventure every Monday at 5:30 a.m. on Radio K Pulpit, 729 a.m. The Throne Room, enforcing heaven's agenda. Sing to God a brand new song. Praise Him in the company of all who love Him. Let all Israel celebrate their sovereign Creator. Zion's children exult in their King. Let them praise His name in dance. Strike up the band and make great music. And why? Because God delights in His people, adorns plain folk with salvation garlands. Let true lovers break out in praise. Sing out wherever they are sitting. Shout the high praises of God. Brandish their swords in the wild sword dance, a portent of vengeance on the God-defying nations, a signal that punishment is coming, their kings chained and hauled up to jail, their leaders behind bars for good, the judgment on them carried out to the letter, and all who love the seat of honor. Hallelujah. Psalm 149 verses 1 to 9. Sir, we give you praise this morning. Ancient of days, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai, King of the nations, blessed be your holy name. Hello there, good morning. Welcome to another encounter time at this throne room. I'm happy to let you know that my beloved Tolu is here with me as always.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's always such a pleasure to be here at the throne room.
Oh, Abba is so faithful. How could we ever thank Him enough?
Yes, Lord.
We have no authentic legal access to His presence other than the password of thanksgiving.
Yes.
He says, enter into His court with thanksgiving and into His presence with praise.
Yes.
So would you lift up your voice, dear, and give thanks to our everlasting Daddy.
Abba Daddy, sir, we thank you this very morning.
Thank
for
you,
this
sir.
Hour, for
glory.
This morning, for this day.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for the privilege of accessing your throne room with boldness.
What an honor.
Lord, it is such a privilege. And we thank you, Lord, because you have given us the help of the Holy Spirit that swallows up all our impotence in prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for this ministry, this Cape Pulpit, Father, from which your word is transmitted day after day,
year after year.
Thank you for keeping us on air, Father, in spite of all the challenges of all the years. Father, you have been our help
and our ever-present
help in time of need. We thank you for this beautiful studio that we are in. Father, we thank you because you have given us the privilege of having an audience with your majesty. We thank you, Father, because you do not turn us back, but Father, you draw us close. You call us to your heart, O Lord Father. We thank you for the cross which we have been crucified to the world and the world to us. We thank you for your blood that washes whiter than snow.
Thank you.
We thank you because it's the precious blood of Jesus that speaks even the better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the water, the pure water of the word that cleanses us and sanctifies our conscience and our whole being. We thank you for the water that renders us blameless and irreproachable in your estimation.
Thank you, Lord, for the fire
that purifies us from all dross. We thank you because of the glory that transports and raptures our souls. We thank you for the authority that you have given us in the name of your Son Jesus to subdue the works of Satan. We thank you for food. We thank you for shelter.
Thank you, Lord,
for clothing. We thank you for work. We thank you for income, no matter how small. We thank you for family.
Thank you,
we
son.
Thank you for friends.
Thank you, Father.
For these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Oh, we could never thank you enough. We could never, ever thank you enough. Family, before we make any requests, any intercession this morning, can we lift our hearts to adore Him?
Yes.
Would you come? Let's focus on heaven. Let's focus on the throne. Let's focus on home. Daddy, Abba, Abba, Abba. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua. Ruach HaKodesh.
Yes, Lord.
Thrice Holy God, yes, Father, Lord. Son, Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We adore you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your name is Yahweh Adonai. Yes, you created yourself, you conceived yourself, you named yourself, you enthroned yourself, and you rule by your mighty power.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You are the King of the nations, you are the Governor over the universe.
Yes.
Your grace is remarkable, your mercies are innumerable. Your strength is impenetrable.
Yes.
Your mercies inexhaustible. Your faithfulness indefatigable. Your riches unfathomable. Your agenda indestructible.
Yes,
your
Lord.
Wisdom irresistible. You are honorable,
yes,
favorable,
yes,
and accountable,
yes,
to yourself,
Jesus.
And
thank
even to your family. You,
yes,
are unsearchable,
Lord.
Yet you are knowable. You are indefinable,
yes,
yet
Lord.
Always approachable. You are,
yes,
indescribable,
Lord,
yet you
thank
are
you,
personable,
Father.
Incomprehensible, yet relatable,
yes,
unimaginable,
Lord.
Yet believable, Divine,
yes,
Master. You are
Jesus.
The earth tamer, the ocean pourer, the mountain maker, the hill dresser,
yes,
the
Lord.
Muzzler of the sea storm and the wave crash. You silence mobs, you quieten noisy riot. You are singular, you are sovereign, you are the Most High.
Thank
and
you,
with
Jesus.
You we have to deal. What grace, what amazing grace. We love you, sir. We yield everything within us, our pains, our gains, every tear, every heartbeat, every pumping of blood.
Yes.
May
Jesus.
Every atom, every molecule, every organ, every system in these lives worship you today.
Yes. Lord.
Because you deserve it.
Yes.
You deserve
Lord
it all.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Yeshua, we have adored.
Amen and amen. And Father, Lord, this morning, we dedicate this precious hour of prayer to you. Father, Lord, this morning, we unify ourselves with your agenda for this season. Father, Lord, help us to pray with heavenly accuracy, to speak the word of the learned, Father, to pray with accuracy for this season. Lord Almighty, we ask you to release the ministering angels,
yes,
who
sir.
Minister on behalf of the heirs of salvation. And Father, Lord, we ask that you send them, Lord, even to bring forth answers, divine coincidences,
thank you,
divine
Lord.
Appointments in the name of Jesus. Father,
hallelujah.
Lord, we ask that you give us wisdom and
amen.
Courage,
thank you,
as we approach your presence.
Thank you, sir.
Lord Almighty, we ask you to answer us because you are a prayer answering God.
Amen.
And you said if we ask anything in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, that you will answer us.
Thank you, sir.
Therefore, we ask that you answer us because we pray in the name of your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Let
we give you the
your
praise.
Glory fill this house.
Yes, Lord.
Let your praises fill these tabernacles.
Yes, Lord.
Let this atmosphere and every atmosphere where prayer is being uttered right now, where these prayers are being listened to, be filled with Shekinah.
Yes, Lord.
We arrest every contrary spirit.
Amen.
Every agenda to hinder, to interfere.
Yes, Lord.
To overthrow God's plan for this hour.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Silence you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are bound with the chains of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Until the time of your torment.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, pour out your spirit this morning upon our friends who
yes,
are praying
Lord
with us
Jesus.
Right now. Lord, let your glory fill that house. Let
yes,
your glory
Lord.
Fill that vehicle. Let everyone that comes in contact with this space run into a head-on collision with the power of God, like Saul who became Paul on the way to Damascus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Family, we live in perilous times. We live in difficult times, impossible times, times of great stress, tumult, great palpitations of heart. Bible says in this age, the hearts of men, we fail them for fear. But the word of God says, those that know their God shall be strong.
Yes, Lord.
And they shall do exploits.
Yes, Lord.
We want to seek and to chase after and to pursue the knowledge of God.
Yes.
Like we have never been. We want the passions of God.
Amen.
In our heart.
Yes,
God, the Bible says, do not be slothful in business.
Yes,
be fervent,
Lord,
in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Serving the Lord. Be on fire. Be red hot for Jesus.
Yes,
maintaining
Jesus.
Constant temperature.
Amen.
Let us remind ourselves this morning that every blood-bought child of God is superior to Satan. As long as they are walking in faith,
yes,
and walking in the spirit and in the practice of holiness.
Yes.
Even the feeblest of the children of God is superior. It's not a match. It's not a match at all. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The scientific community came up with something they call sudden adult death syndrome. These are young people, young, healthy, athletic people, suddenly developing blood clots, heart attacks, and all kind of things, inexplicable things. The medical community says we have no idea why this is happening, of course. But we take authority.
Amen.
In the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Over our lives.
Amen.
And over the lives of our partners.
Amen.
And over the lives of the children of God.
Amen.
Not that we are afraid of death, but we will not leave the earth until we have accomplished.
Amen.
What God has allowed us,
Amen,
to accomplish.
Amen.
I want to ask you an honest question, family, this morning. If the Lord gave you all the money in the world, would you step up and sow significant seeds into Radio K Pulpit, into K Pulpit? If the Lord gave you the ability, would you be a treasurer for this ministry?
Amen.
I want us to pray for K Pulpit. We need the heavens to open.
Amen.
We need a 24-hour miracle, a
Amen.
Drastic, definable miracle.
Amen.
And as I thought about raising that prayer point this morning, I whispered to the Lord, would you allow me to be one of those,
Amen,
who will finance this work?
Amen.
We want God to bring this ministry into a place where we don't have to be concerned about finances anymore.
Amen.
Where our leaders just focus on what God is saying.
Amen.
On programming.
Amen.
On receiving inspiration.
Amen.
On hiring the right staff.
Amen.
On fresh oil.
Amen.
On this work.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want today to pray for families, especially families of ministers. Satan wants to destroy Christian homes. We want to pray for children of families, children of ministers, especially pastors' kids as well, because the Bible says, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. So we want to defend the house of the ministers of the gospel,
Amen,
in our land,
Amen,
and even across the planet,
Amen,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you ready, Mrs.
Amen.
George?
Oh yes, sir. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10 verse 19, it says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm
nothing.
You. Nothing shall harm you.
Thank you for nothing. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war according to the world. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments.
Amen.
And every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
Amen.
And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
Amen.
And when our obedience is complete, we will execute vengeance.
Amen.
On every disobedience.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 10:3-6.
Hallelujah. But before we get too excited,
we're getting quite excited this morning.
I would like to give you a few announcements. We are very, very interested in hearing from you. So you can reach us by WhatsApp on 081-729-1657.
Amen.
We'd like you to send us a WhatsApp, 081-729-1657. It could be a prayer request, it could be a word of encouragement, whatever it is. We also are very, very active on social media, on Instagram and Facebook to be precise. So you can follow us or follow our content on K-Pulpit, at K-Pulpit, sorry. It's the same across the two channels, K-Pulpit. You can also reach us on our website, 7 to 9 a.m, K-Pulpit. And for counseling, you can contact us on 021-917-7000 and select option 1. And there will be an anointed counselor waiting on the other side of your call. Our theme today is walking in heavenly authority.
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church.
Amen.
And the gates of hell will not overcome it.
Amen.
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth, you will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Divine Master, we bring before you your church.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We pray that they that sit in darkness will see a great light. We
yes,
pray
Lord Jesus.
For an outpouring of revelation knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, send forth your light.
Yes,
send forth your truth.
Yes, Lord.
To lead and to guide us in the ways of righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we pray that your children, using our prayer partners here as a point of contact to the body of Christ,
yes,
we
Lord.
Pray that they will no longer be victims.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We pray that you will cause the famine of the true word of God in our time to cease as you raise strong voices.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I know you have men that you have kept in the back of a desert.
Yes, Jesus.
Men you have schooled and trained, whose hands you have trained to war, whose fingers you have trained to fight.
Yes, Lord
Father,
Jesus.
Begin to unleash them on the world in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we lay hold of your promise, the promise of Yeshua. He says, the things I do, you shall do also.
Yes,
and
Lord
greater
Jesus.
Things.
Amen.
Lord, we lay hold of the things he did.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
And greater things for this generation.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
Jesus.
This is a generation that does not know God. This is a generation that has not seen the works and the wonders of God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray that our children will not be theoretical believers.
Yes, Lord.
But
Jesus.
They will see your hand, your works, and your wonders in the deep places.
Jesus.
Father
yes, Lord.
God, you unleashed your judgment and your signs and wonders on Egypt
yes,
as
Lord.
You brought your children out.
Yes, Lord.
Unleash your judgment on the princes of this world.
Amen.
We come against the satanic ruling elite.
Amen.
Causing commotion, creating
Amen.
Chaos.
Yes, Lord
and
Jesus.
Providing satanic Luciferian answers to the chaos they themselves created. Lord, we ask you to throw spanners in their wheels.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
As you harass the armies of Egypt,
yes,
begin
Lord.
To harass the armies of the new world order.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible
and
says,
Amen.
The man of iniquity, the man of wickedness will not manifest until he that lets is out of the way.
Yes, Lord.
We are the light of the world.
Yes, Lord
we
Jesus.
Are the salt of the
yes,
earth.
Lord
Father,
Jesus.
Cause us to be salted in ourselves.
Amen.
And cause our light to shine so bright
Amen.
That the people of the world will not be able to resist.
Amen.
Father God, we lift up our voices and we call all the sons of light,
yes, Lord
all
Jesus.
The daughters of light,
yes,
who
Lord
are
Jesus.
Now trapped in darkness,
ha.
In the darkness of false religion,
yes, Lord
in
Jesus.
The darkness of false
yes,
prophets
Lord Jesus.
And false apostles, in the darkness of the love of the flesh,
yes,
in
Lord
the
Jesus.
Darkness of hedonism,
yes, Lord
lose
Jesus.
Them and let them go. In
Amen.
The darkness of religion,
yes,
lose them into the glorious gospel.
Amen.
And we lift up a lamentation against the sons and daughters of darkness who are pretending to be part of the light.
Hmm.
Father, expose and judge them
amen.
And expel them
amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus
amen
Christ.
Amen and amen. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, even for the great awakening, O Lord, Father. Holy Spirit, we ask you to add more fuel to the fire. Add more fuel to the great awakening that is taking place in the name of Jesus. Father,
yes, Lord,
Lord, let there be a great harvest, O Lord, Father. We pray for the passion, for the vision, provision, momentum, and mantles. The days of greater things are here in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Lord Almighty, we say, ride on Jesus and give us the heavenly, the latter rain in addition to the former rain in the name of Jesus. Father, as we prepare even for the coming of our Lord Jesus, we ask, O Lord, that the church begins to go from strength to strength. The true church, the true remnant church, O Lord Father. Let them begin to get
Yeshua.
A bigger voice in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord
conquering,
Jesus.
Working against the enemy's plans everywhere we are found in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we thank you because you are doing great things, O Lord Father. Lord, let those great things begin to be evident even in the lives of people in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus, you said, I will build my church and
yes,
the
Lord.
Gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Lord, we come against the gates of hell that is determined to loot and to exploit and to limit and to contain your church.
Yes, Lord
Your
Jesus.
Glory cannot be contained, so every containment, let them be shattered in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, as you visit the earth with judgment, and as you begin with judgment in your house, as you expose everything built on a foundation of fraud, as you expose all the works and the wonders and the empires and the tabernacles and the temples and the sanctuaries built on agreement with hell, in your judgment, have mercy.
Amen.
We plead your mercy on your tender ones.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
On those who are not perfect, but they love you. Their hearts are honest towards you. On genuine God seekers, preserve their destiny from decadence.
Yes, Lord.
Preserve their destiny for contamination.
Yes, Lord.
Preserve their destiny from corruption.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, your word says, I and the sons that God has given me, we are for signs and wonders.
Yes, Lord,
and so
Jesus.
Right now we decree the sons of every person praying with us, their daughters.
Yes,
we bind them to the covenant of our God.
Yes, Lord,
we
Jesus.
Bind them to the kingdom of our God.
Yes,
in the mighty
Jesus.
Name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. We take out an insurance policy in the name and the blood of Jesus for our children. They will not be lost
Amen.
To the corruption of this age.
Amen.
They will not be victims
Amen.
To sexual confusion.
Amen.
Gender confusion,
Amen.
Identity crisis,
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Our children will walk in light, in
Amen.
Power, and
Amen.
In victory,
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, this morning we come with a petition. Raise up a new breed of financial partners
yes, Lord
for
Jesus.
This work.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it.
Yes,
except
Lord.
He watches over a city, they watch. Watchmen watch, but in vain. It is vain to go to bed late and wake up early, eat the bread of sorrow and drink the water of affliction, for you give your beloved sleep.
Yes,
you
Lord
said
Jesus.
To us last week, there remains a rest for the people of God financially.
Yes,
let
Lord.
This ministry enter into financial rest.
Amen.
As you raise
yes,
up from
Lord
this
Jesus.
City, from across this nation,
yes,
even
Lord
beyond
Jesus.
This land,
Hallelujah.
Mysteriously,
Hallelujah.
As you raise up financial partners.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Who will do it with joy, with humility, and with simplicity.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, open the gates of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
And pour out your blessing that will overflow.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Overflow into the preaching of the gospel.
Amen.
Overflow into salvation.
Amen.
Overflow into building up the edification
Amen.
Of the saints.
Amen.
Overflow into encouragement and
yes,
motivation for godliness and for righteousness.
Yes, Lord,
Lord, the light of this ministry must not dim
Amen.
And it must not die.
Amen.
We lift up our hands to the heavens and we bless the city of Cape Town.
Yes, Lord
we
Jesus.
Bless you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You shall be and you are the city of righteousness,
Amen.
The city of the abundance of grace,
yes,
the
Lord.
City of the gifts
yes.
of righteousness.
Thank
in
you,
your midst, praise arises to
Amen.
The heavens before God.
Amen.
God will be glorified in the midst of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we
Amen.
Speak shalom over the city.
Yes, Lord.
And we speak Maranatha.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you.
Yes.
May he keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and enlighten you. May he be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Thank you so much for joining us at the Throne Room. Until next week, this is Olu and Tolu George saying,
We love you,
South
Africa.
May God bless Africa. May God bless South Africa. May God bless Cape Town. And may God bless you. Stay tuned as Brad and Almarie come up for the breakfast show in a moment.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.